Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This morning, joining me in the studio is Roger Schmidt, the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Alaska Arts Southeast. And Roger, it's finally a reality. I'm not talking about the campus and the summer camp. I'm talking about the adult fine arts camp is here.
I can't tell you how many years people have said, well, when are you going to do an adult fine arts camp? When are you going to do an adult fine arts camp? So we're doing it this year.
Why do you suppose that is? You suppose all these years parents have been coming to art shares and we've been sitting up there in the bleachers, or we've been strolling through the sort of the gallery that you guys create off the performance space. And do you suppose that there is a sense of jealousy that's been gnawing at parents all these years?
I think they want their kids to stay home and go to work and pay for their experience at camp. And it translates into adult fine arts camp.
Yeah, it's like we're paying. How come we just get to sit
exactly in hard bleachers, and then not to mention all the brutal volunteerism that parents are expected to do of carrying drywall, for example.
Yes,
or building stages, or packing up for three straight days at the end of camp. It seems like adults are owed something.
Is the Adult Fine Arts Camp, which, by the way, is coming up this June 11th through the 15th, and it's evening classes. We'll talk more about this. But is the Fine Arts Camp, Adult Fine Arts Camp, the result of adult pressure on you, or is it just an idea that sort of emerged on the board as kind of a gift to those of us who have been sort of secretly jealous all these years of our kids?
Well, we've wanted to do it for a long time. Of course, having a campus to work with opens up all kinds of possibilities. And this year we're doing four new programs, four new camps, simply because we have the space and the facility and the desire to fill the facility with activity. And we have wanted to offer some type of adult program for years, but really, you know, it would have been a real struggle to figure out where to fit it.
Okay. And are you targeting mainly those of us living in Sitka, or is it going to be, is the adult camp going to be residential for people coming from out of town?
It certainly can be. This year, this is really we're calling it a pilot program. I've heard from lots of people they want to do it. So we're throwing it out to see if people really want to do it, if people really sign up, fill up the classes, and then they have the opportunity. We'll get lots of feedback, presumably, from that, and we can evolve it however it wants or needs to be evolved in the next years to come. But our idea was to start pretty conservatively, though I must say that it's much less conservative than I imagined, in that we're actually offering quite a few classes. But one of the things, by doing it in the evenings and just having, you can sign up for up to two classes, that could change. If people were really excited and wanted to take time off from work, we could make more classes happen during the day. This is just kind of get our feet wet, see how it goes, see what people think about it, what kind of classes are successful, and what kind of classes people want to see in the future.
You got to start somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's look at some of these classes. Again, this is June 11th through the 15th. The classes are in the evening, and you've got two blocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Block one and block two. You've got African drumming and dance, understanding chamber music, painting, and then ceramics. I see Jamie Autry's coming back to do that. Are some of the faculty members for these classes, are they also faculty that will be teaching the younger?
Absolutely. This is so if you kind of go down through the classes, African drumming and dance, that's taught by a fellow named Okaija Afroso. He's from Ghana. He originally came over to the United States as a drummer dancer with the great Obo Adi, who's probably the most famous African. Really, he's considered one of the fathers of like world music. And Okaija stayed in Portland and travels all over the place teaching drumming and dancing. He'll be teaching the same classes at the student fine arts camps.
Okay.
And then The chamber music class is kind of a neat. In many ways, we're beginning to collaborate more and more with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, which is just fantastic. And Susan Wingrove, those folks that go to the Sitka Summer Music Festival concert, she should be a very familiar face. She always does the pre-concert lectures. And we talked about a way to have a more in-depth way to explore chamber music, explore the repertoire that's going to be coming up during the Sitka Summer Music Festival, so that people who take that class can really get more deeply into the experience of the concerts. And she also has been, last summer she worked at the Fine Arts Camp as an accompanist, which was fabulous for our musical theater classes and others. Our painting class is taught by a really exciting young painter. Her name is Julie Zhu, and she's, I would say, kind of an emerging talent in America. Has been a fellow at Yellow Barn. HBO did a documentary called Masterclass, which she was featured in. She has been a cartoonist for the Washington Post, a syndicate cartoonist, and she just graduated from college. So she's extremely professionally successful, although she's still just finishing school, if you will. And I think that she's, has the potential to be one of the great artists of our country. Her work is stunning and ranges all over the place. And she's been teaching in summers, doing adult painting classes. And we're really excited to have her come. She'll be doing an oil painting class.
And there's open studio time with that too, I see.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can take the class and then kind of approach your practice kind of.
Exactly. And then she'll stay. The idea is sort of focused instruction the first the first half of the evening, and then like you said, work on your own stuff with having her walk around and give feedback and help as needed. And then ceramics, lots of people know Jamie Autry. Jamie's been teaching at the camp for 11, 12 years now, and it was just natural, having been the University of Alaska a pottery and ceramics instructor as well, to have him come and teach a ceramics class at our ceramics building.
Okay, so these are the Block 1 classes.
Yeah.
And the blocks are divided in sort of the early evening and the later evening? Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly.
Block 1 and Block 2?
Exactly, yeah.
And you can take one Block 1 class and one Block 2?
That's right, exactly, okay. Yeah. And then I can go through Block 2. Amanda Crockett does trapeze and acrobatics. Have you seen her?
Well, I just wanted to hear you say that, and you can take trapeze and acrobatics. Those of you listening, in your bathrobe sipping coffee right now, you can actually change your day entirely by getting on a trapeze.
We have so many people in Sitka that are, of course, are so physically fit. Amanda has got to be, per strength weight ratio, the most fit human being I have ever met. She's just extraordinary to watch, to do her stuff. She combines clowning with acrobatics, with mime, with theater, with trapeze, and I just thought, well, what a really cool, totally different thing for people to do. It's going to be at the Hames Center. It's a chance to. I think the thing that that's so important for people is to play. And I just thought, there's nothing more kind of playful and freeing than trying trapeze and acrobatics. Those are the acrobatics classes, really popular at the Fine Arts Camp for our students.
This was the main thing I was looking forward to in this interview, just hearing you sell the trapeze class. Come out and play. Even if you get seasick on a swing now, you're going to love hanging upside down and going back and forth on the Hames Center.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Well, that is the fun thing about the Fine Arts Camp, because I know my kids have gone through the camp, and they sit there and I hear them talk about with their friends whether they're going to take the class that is totally in their comfort zone, or whether they're going to, get slightly out of, push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah.
And that seems to be where their greatest, reward has come from when they've gotten just slightly on the edge out of their personal, you know, area. And trapeze and acrobatics might be that thing for some adult.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you're 14, it's important to stretch and do things that you've never done before because it opens up dimensions in you. It's even more important, I think, the older we get. We get as adults, we get so certain that this is what I do and this is what I don't do. And this idea that sort of we hatch and then we're done. And that's just such a sort of a tragic way to go about life. And I think that taking trapeze and acrobatic will open up a whole new dimension in probably most folks in our community will be invigorating, lively, empowering, you name it. Same things that happens with the kids. Grown, increased self-esteem, increased social interaction, blah, blah, blah. We have grants that document this stuff.
Well, you could say the same thing about any of this, ceramics, African drumming,
absolutely.
Chamber, you know, there's possibilities for growth anywhere. These last three classes, Roger, salsa, Afro-Cuban dance and musicology with Brendan Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, you know, Brendan's been teaching salsa in Sitka, and it's a huge hit, and lots of people are signing up for it, and he and I talked about something. At the camp, we have this, you know, great live band that comes and plays between our two, middle school and high school. It's called Jazz on the Waterfront, and it's, you know, just an incredible 20-plus person big band. And we've always done a lot of Latin music at it. We have a Kyle Athate is one of the members, can transcribe any tune he hears on a recording, and he's always been a huge scholar of early Afro-Cuban music. And so I got him and Brandon talking. The idea is you take this class and you learn the repertoire that's going to be, or the pieces, or the set list, if you will, the set list of the Jazz on the Waterfront Latin set, learn to dance to it, learn about the music, and then get to experience it with a live band. It includes a ticket to the show as well.
That sounds so great. And finally, Acting's acting.
Torsten Hillhouse is a actor in New York City. He is, he has a lot of credits in film and television. I think he's been on a lot of Law and Order shows, as well as a lot of theater. Theater is his main, you know, live theater is his main passion. This will be his first year teaching at the Fine Arts Camp. Came really highly recommended and loves working with adult actors, and so we're excited to have him teach kind of straight up acting class, hopefully we'll get, you know, people signing up for that, because I think it's a great way to we have a community theater revival going on in Sitka, and this is a great complement to that.
Community theater is back. Oh boy, is it back.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of exciting too. So anyway, just to recap, we've been talking about the adult Fine Arts Camp that's going to be happening. It's first time ever in the in the Sitka Fine Arts Camp history. It's June 11th through June 15th. Is that a Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
And the classes are going to be sort of early evening and later evening, so you can hold down a job. You can be Clark Kent in the daytime, and then you can go into the phone booth and come out as
trapeze artist.
Yes. As a super artist. And for more information, Roger, it's all on the website.
Yeah.
I printed out the whole thing, fineartscamp.org.
Yep.
And you can get pricing and scheduling information there. And it's definitely kind of a new direction, but a long-held vision for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Absolutely. Yeah. We think art should be for all ages and all types.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about this, Roger.
Thanks, Rob.
And good luck with this.
Thank you.